Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
Up the coast from sunny California, and boy, we couldn't need the sun any more than today, we have Danny Green's trio live in our studios, one of the top emerging artists in jazz. Danny weaves Latin, Brazilian, and classical elements into his often soulful music, mostly his own original compositions. His new album on OA2 Records from our friends at Origin, it's called Altered Narratives. Danny composed all the songs and features a string quartet on a few songs. You'll find his trio at Tula's in Seattle tonight with his friend and ours, Anton Schwartz, on saxophone. They'll be at the Marine View Church in Tacoma on Sunday as well. And if you're listening in Portland, check them out at Wilf's tomorrow night. We are thrilled that all four of them are here this afternoon. Justin Grinnell on bass, Julian Cantelme at the drums. It's the Danny Green Trio with Anton Schwartz. Yay!
Thank you.
Danny Dream Trio plus Anton Schwartz on saxophone, live in the studios at 88.5 KNKX. You can find the band at Tula's tonight. They're heading down to Portland for a quick show at Wilf's on Saturday, and then back up to the Northwest for a show at the Marine View Church in Tacoma on Sunday afternoon at 5. Danny, it's great to have you here. Thanks so much for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks.
I want to get a little history, a little past biography information from you. I guess you started out, you're a pretty dedicated piano student, but rock and roll derailed your music for a while, is that right?
Yeah, I quit taking piano lessons when I was about 12. I don't know if it was rock and roll or just wanting to play outside with friends and not practice piano, but whatever it was, I quit lessons. But right at that time, I started getting into Nirvana and listening to nothing else, and I'd lock myself in my room and learn all their music on the piano. So that was 2 years.
Yeah. Was there anything that you think you take from that era that you use today in your compositions or your playing?
I don't know. It might be have found some way into my musical DNA by now. But I think the whole experience of it, really the most beneficial part was just kind of developing my ear and learning music that way rather than from notes. And you know, so at first it was like just being able to tell the difference between a major and a minor chord, that was a big deal. And little by little, I got better at that. I have perfect pitch, so hearing the notes was no problem, but understanding the harmony, that's where it started for me. And then, you know, eventually I found my way into jazz and Latin music and Brazilian music, and I went through the same process for a long time of listening and learning by ear, playing along to recordings. And eventually when I went to college, I relearned how to read music and how to write it down. And that's when I started composing and really putting stuff together.
Now, when I was a kid, it seemed like when you got out of high school, if you were in the jazz band and you didn't find a jazz band to play with, a lot of kids went and played ska music because they had horn sections. And I understand you were involved in listening to ska for a bit, too.
Yeah, that was the first music that featured horns with improv. And I got really excited by the improv. And I think that was maybe like my high school years. And toward the end, I started getting into jazz. And I saw the Buena Vista Social Club movie and got into Cuban music for a long time. And then Brazilian music.
Yeah, how did you get involved in Brazilian music? What drew you to that?
I always loved it. I think the first piece that really got me hooked was Aguas de Março, and with Elis Regina singing. And I remember listening to it on a plane on the way home from Hawaii, and just falling in love with it. And I just had to get more of that sound. And starting in 2006, I went to a thing called Brazil Camp, which takes place in Northern California, out in the Redwoods, and it's a 1 week. They have 2 1-week sessions, and they have all these masters from Brazil that come and teach there. So I got to study with Chico Pinheiro, Jovino Santos Neto, who lives here, and a whole host of other just incredible musicians there. So I went to that for 6 years in a row. And really dived in really deep and just got really into it. But now I've had all these different phases of being really into one thing or another and classical music too. And what I'm trying to do now is really take all these different influences and kind of work them out in my own way and not necessarily play Brazilian music or Latin music, but just try to come up with something fresh.
Yeah, play your music.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you've put together a fantastic trio. I'm loving this band, Justin Grinnell bass and Julian Kenthelm drums, along with our friend Anton Schwartz.
Yes.
But this trio you've had for 5 years. Can you tell us about putting this band together?
So Justin and I started working in around 2007. And then Julian, we met him in 2010. And we just connected really well. They're both just such amazing musicians, great friends. We always have a good time playing. And, everything feels very democratic with us. And it's just nice working with two guys that are on the same page musically. And, they all have, they both have their own backgrounds and bring that into the mix. And I love what they do. So Justin and I have done 4 CDs together, and Julian's been on the last 3 of them. And we've been touring a lot recently, and we're just so happy to be here now.
Yeah, they sound great. And the new record is called Altered Narratives. We're going to talk more about the record in our next little break, but let's get back into the music. Danny Green Trio plus Anton Schwartz. What have you got for us next, Danny?
This next one is my most recent composition. It's called Time Lapse to Fall. And I wrote it right at the beginning of September. And in San Diego, it started getting a little cooler, and I thought, all right, fall's coming early. And now it's like 90 this weekend in San Diego. So much for that.
Danny Green Trio plus Anton Schwartz live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Kenny Green and his trio with Anton Schwartz on the saxophone. That's Justin Grinnell bass, Julian Cantelm drumming. The new record is called Altered Narratives, and you can find the band at Tula's in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood tonight. They're down for a show at Wilf's in Portland tomorrow night, so if you're headed down to Portland, catch them there tomorrow night. And then back in Tacoma, Sunday, 5 p.m. for a show at the Marine View Church. Danny Green, Altered Narratives is the latest album, and I think three songs on the record feature a string quartet. Was that the intention when you were writing the songs, or is that something that
developed? No, not at all. So when we recorded the CD, we had a producer named Matt Pearson, who's produced a number of amazing albums, and we were really fortunate to work with him. And when he first listened to my music, the first thing he said was, "I could hear some strings on that." And it was always something that I'd wanted to do, but just kind of needed a little push to actually get myself thinking, yes, I can do it. And so right as soon as he said he was hearing that, I just started writing the string parts. And one of the fun things about doing that is that a lot of the compositions were already in place, but it just gave me more room to add some new lines. So some of the elements you hear in the songs, and even the way we play it as a trio now or a quartet, some of those parts came out of reworking it and writing for the strings. Since the album, I've been writing a lot more for strings, and we've done a number of shows, mainly in San Diego with a string quartet, and it's been a blast.
That's interesting. Was this your first entry into writing for strings?
Yeah.
The strings?
Yeah, totally.
That's fantastic. Matt Pearson, heck of a producer, has worked with Brad Meldow and or Joshua Redman and Jane Monheit, too. Now, all original compositions on the new record, Altered Narratives. Do you remember the first song you wrote?
Yes. Do I want to talk about it, though?
Was it a jazz piece, or was it a rock and roll piece or something like that?
It was a ska piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I called it Chicken in My Cereal Bowl.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's buried. Nobody's ever going to hear it.
There's also a really cool shorter number on the album called Benji's Song. Can you tell us about putting that one together for the record?
Yeah, this a little motif just came into my head one day, just like, which is pretty much as simple as it gets. And I went to the piano. Usually when I compose, the music comes to me as I'm improvising, and then I'll go with it. But this one just was in my head, and I sat down and it, you know, worked it out little by little. I wrote it a couple weeks or months before my son was born.
I see.
Yeah, so.
So a song for
that's
Benji.
There. Yeah.
Now, I was really interested doing my research, reading your blog. You were talking about a show that you did where you were having a conversation with the audience as you were playing. And how improvising and playing at a high level is one thing, but putting emotion into a song is a whole different thing. And it's not something we often talk about, but I was curious to get your impressions of talking about how you get emotion into a song.
I think a lot of it has to do with just being present when you're playing and really thinking about how you're feeling at that moment and trying to express it musically. Sometimes though, like a lot of my music has to do with, it's either dedications or based on stories in my life. And so, sometimes as I'm playing, I'll try to imagine what I was going through as I was writing the piece and what inspired it initially. So it's, you know, different ways to tap into that, but I think it's important, for the music to have an emotional content.
The Danny Green Trio with Anton Schwartz on the saxophone. Anton, we haven't heard from you today, but we will again when you're in here in less than a month with Denise Donatelli. So great to have you here, my friend. Justin Grinnell on the bass and Julian Cantelm drumming. You'll find the band at Tula's tonight. They're back at the Marine View Church in Tacoma on Sunday at 5 p.m. And we've got time for one more song, Danny. What have you got for us to wrap up today?
This last one's off of the new CD. It's called The Merge.
The Danny Green Trio plus Anton Schwartz, live on 88.5 KNKX. Danny Green Trio, plus Anton Schwartz on saxophone, Justin Grinnell bass, Julian Kenthelm drumming, Danny Green at the piano. Boy, it feels like the weekend is here. Thank you so much for that. The new record is Altered Narratives, and you can find all four of these guys at Tula's in Belltown tonight. They'll be back in town, well, in Tacoma for a show at the Marine View Church Sunday afternoon at 5. Thanks again, Danny, for being here. That was
thanks so much for having us.
Terrific show. And thanks, of course, to the members of our leadership circle. It's your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners that make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Thanks to Michael Goode with Vibe Vision Seattle for the video production. Thanks to DW for the drums and Street Bean for the coffee. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on KNKX.